son. I told him to serve your father, mother, parents. And he is doing a good son, so look after their parents.
Translation. Can you translate, Priya, to them?
They don't know English?
Spanish, no English.
He's a very good son. I like. I don't know. Queen Victoria, I know. My blessings. And you, okay? You. And how are you? Fine. Where is your husband? Where are you? So you are happy both?
Yes.
You should be happy.
Getting better, yes.
And how is my darling daughter's father, carpenter? Okay. Where is my son?
One more. Where is one more? He's coming.
Oh. You are feeling okay? You want to be with me here and there? Very. How are you? Fine? She was in Big Island?
Yes.
You? What, really?
Better than ever.
I wanted to inspire you and to help in your developing Krishna consciousness. Perhaps understand? Oh, tell her. I wanted to help you in Krishna consciousness. And I think I'm very happy that to some extent I have done. In future, more you will realize. And so many thanks to my doctor and daughter also, Radhini Shakti, helping all my devotees in all respect. And also me, Radhanath, you went there and inspired somewhat. How you felt there in Big Island?
It was when you gave me back my life, Gurudev.
Very good.
Without preaching, we're dead.
Yes.
Swami Maharaj taught us that.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaya Krishna Bhaktaya Madhavaktayanam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakishe. My humble obeisances and my lotus feet of my Shrila Paramaradha Guru Parpadma. Om Vishnu Parsishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Vishwanyara. And in the lotus feet of my Shikha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami. as I have told, that Swami Maharaj, your Gurudev Prabhupada, came to this all western and eastern country, even in Honolulu too he came. And he inspired so many devotees all round the whole world. Why? Why? Because we feel that all the beings in whole universe, not only humans, but even animals, birds, creepers, trees, they want happiness in their life. But we think, we see that whole world, whole universe, all wants to be happy. But really, are they happy? We can ask now President of America,
Bush,
are you happy and satisfied? Always fear, always fearing. So in this world, no one is happy. Only devotees, they can be happy. If they are true happy, in true sense, not false ego will do. For this, to be happy, a whole universe, all combined together, they are doing so many activities to be happy. So many inventions. Now computer period, yoga. In a moment we can speak and hear from South Pole or North Pole or East or West. In a moment. Also, medical science has developed so much. Even heart can be given here. If this is defective, we can give a monkey's brain here. So we are going to, but these doctors, scientists, and presidents and prime ministers, anyone is not happy. More suffering increases. We have so much wealth, position, so many things, good houses, well equipped, wonderful, beautiful wives, qualified children, husbands, but no one is. Why not happy? Pundarik Prabhu will explain in brief.
तबीयत खराब है ठीक हो जाए हमारी ऐसी जब तबीयत खराब होती है तो बोलना आरंभ कर देते हैं बोलो
तबीयत अच्छा करने का एक ही उपाय है हरी कथा सुनना और बोलना जरूर ठीक है
माइक्रोफोन दो
पीछे फुटबॉल गया हूँ अभी काफी समय से बोले भी नहीं
है
विषय भूले हुए सारे
कोई जरूर
Why we are not happy?
Jnana Timiran, Jnana Anjana Shabhatya Timshu Anamilatya Tasmai Shri Guruvena Mahatma Shikabhasa Vatiya Vachata
the Gurudev has the himself started giving an idea of the present world and how in this world all the people in different ways they're trying to invent methods to be happy, and but in result they are not really getting what they're looking for or the complete satisfaction. Sometimes momentary satisfaction is there, but then again it brings more frustration. Shri Gurudev himself, I just now remember, once he gave a theory, and in that theory he was analyzing the root cause for living entities' unhappiness. And if we can understand this point and try to correct and modify our approach to the life, then there's all hope that being here, wherever we are, despite in this age of quarrel, miseries, disturbance, we can progress towards happiness. It's a path which we need to travel. And little by little, little by little, little by little, as we go deep into this path, the amount of happiness increases. And then ultimately, when we are touching the higher realms of bhakti, then that happiness actually cannot be even described in words. It just be felt. So if we throw a stone up in the air, then what happens to that stone? Falls back. And we all understand that the law of gravitation pulls everything towards earth. And we imply that everything which we throw comes back to earth. Correct? Right. But then, what about the smoke? Why it does not come back to earth? What about the flames of the fire? Why they don't come back to earth? Okay, please. Okay, to some degree definitely, that's what the science says. And, okay, what's the reason that a fat person who is really fat, good fat, he has more difficulty in walking and running than a person who is thin or has less fat? Very good. Okay, but also there is one theory which gives some more information. We are not refuting what you brought up, but also we are trying to give one more idea. And let's see which one hits more close to the solution or to the reason. And then we can accept it. That's how science goes, right? So, according to this theory, this world is mainly here constituted of five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So every part of an object, or any object which is a part of something, is basically trying, even these five elements which seemingly are lifeless, right? Earth is no life, air no life, like that. So seemingly these lifeless elements also, they are trying to reach to their pole. If we drop a single drop of water down here, then we know by the cycle, it's eventually going down there to the ocean. And we can do it to any place, but it will go there. And fire, it can be small matchstick fire or a big blazing fire. The flames are actually trying to go to sun, because that's the source of fire. Similarly, earth content in any being who has more is pulled more towards earth, because it wants to come to earth. Paper,
not so much earth, so it's flying. Coming very gradually down. So this theory gives a more closer idea of actually, unless and until, if we discover what we are made up of, what we are constituted of, then we can try to see who we belong to. Right?
Yes.
Thank you. So we try to see that we there's another example. If we put a pot of water, this is from Jaivadharma. If we put a pot of water and if we put a light on that and if we create some ripples in the water, then what do we see? We see in the water the light is shaking, it's shivering, it's moving. But the fact is, the light is not shaking, it's stationary, right? And the water actually has no light, but it appears to be shining. It shines. So what is happening, these two elements, although they are very much physical and gross, but yet still they have a tendency to exchange each other's properties. Like taking each other's nature. The water starts shining, lights appear to be shaking. So similarly, by the arrangement of Krishna's multifarious energies, when living entity, who is actually completely conscious being, being part and parcel of Supreme Conscious Being Sri Krishna, comes in contact with the inferior energy, that's this illusory energy, and more specifically this physical body which is created of these five elements, when it gets into there, then the more subtle element which is in between the two, that's the mind, or the subtle body, basically composed of three elements, intelligence, false ego, and mind, right? So that connects or joins these two objects. Now, these five elements, which is what is made up of, they're completely lifeless. You cannot experience kiss or whatever, no reactions. And on the other hand, the living entity is completely conscious and is feeling, thinking, willing, feeling, desire, all these symptoms are there. But because of the presence of mind or the arrangement by the wish of Krishna as he has designed everything, they tend to take or transfer each other's qualities in them. So the body starts feeling happiness, pain, distress, and all those things. And the soul, which is actually completely eternal, it starts thinking, oh, I will die. Oh, now I'm taking birth. Oh, now I'm getting old. Oh, now I'm diseased. Oh, I have pain. Oh, who broke this? This is mine. Mine broke. So the attachment in the form of me and mine takes over the living entity. And as one grows, his knowledge about, his awareness about his surroundings increases, and to that degree, he feels attached with those items. And it happens very naturally. Even a small boy, small baby, we give him, okay, this is your toy. And the next moment, you say, okay, I'm going to take it back. But you cannot do that. Even being you, the father of the child, and you have given that. But you cannot. Immediately thinking it's mine. But did he pay money for that? Did he manufacture it? Nothing. But just the feeling, this is mine. So this tendency, this is mine, is basically coming up from the idea to enjoy. If it's mine, then I can enjoy it, to control. If I look at something beautiful, I want to have it, because I want to enjoy it. So this goes on, and the attachment becomes so strong, that it becomes difficult for that pure living entity, who is actually part and parcel of Krishna, to understand where is it coming from, who it belongs to. And it starts understanding, oh, this world, this is it, this is reality, and I have to live in this reality, I have to die in this reality, so I must do anything to be happy in this world. And it takes on all legal, illegal, sinful, pious methods to fulfill its goals. and then he keeps on suffering, sometimes being happy, sometimes in distress, and this goes on and on and on, until the living entity comes in contact with any person or any paraphernalia that is completely transcendental, and helps the living entity to realize or come towards the direction where he can start making endeavors to really unwind this attachment or start to cut off this attachment. And that process is, again, eternal process. Living entity is also eternal. But because of forgetting our constitutional position, and along with that, all the other functions in that state, to always be happy, to always be serving, and actually now we have acquired all the contrary moods. That's why, as much as one is grasped, to that degree it's difficult for that person to come out of that attachment or from that conditioning. But yet still, if one starts to even contemplate about this subject matter, then he starts unknowingly moving towards the direction where he belongs to. And to the degree he comes close, he'll start feeling satisfied, he'll start feeling happy, he'll start feeling content, and to that degree, he will start feeling detached from this material world. He'll start feeling, I do not actually belong to this place. I should not be really bothered by either happiness or distress coming of this world, because they are eventually both going to be given up. I'm going to give up even this body for which I am so much concerned. Not even the hair I will take with me. Anything which may be so dear to me. Of course, the body is the most dear. And then anybody who is giving comfort to this body, pleasure to this body, that person becomes our most dear and dear person. But when we start measuring happiness from the point of view of soul, and start trying to derive happiness in those activities which are actually simply dealing with the nourishment of the soul, then the happiness will start coming from within. Right now we're trying to take happiness from outside, but it has to come from within. That's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told to, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in that story of astrologer, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is explaining what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to Sanatana Goswami. That the astrologer is coming, and that astrologer is actually telling the living entity, or in that very story, that son, that, oh, your father left a big wealth, and that wealth is lying in that particular direction, in that particular place, in that corner, and that's how you should go. You should not go there, you should not do this, but you should do this, and you will get that happiness. So similarly, a Sadguru or a messenger of Krishna, he comes to this world to give us that message, to give us that information, that where is that wealth and how we can obtain that wealth. And once we start to make endeavors to take that wealth, just even the endeavors, they're so blissful, they're so complete in their own self, that we start feeling something which we haven't felt so far, completely unprecedented. And that person becomes so dear to us in our life. And we want to naturally, you know, be with him, come in contact with him again and again. And all our tendencies which were running in the other direction, they start running towards him, towards his lotus feet. And they naturally want to follow him. This is the beginning of the establishment of that forgotten relationship, sambandha. And then gradually, under the guidance of that pure soul and the Vaishnavas, he starts to understand more and more about the process. And this, as he applies that process in life, the taste in the process nourishes his soul. And he feels now he's in the right direction and is going back home where he belongs to. Hare Krishna.
In brief, Prabhu, you should tell about preaching in brief. Very brief.
Oh,
you can stand up.
Yeah. So today, under the guidance of Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas, we are here in Vrindavan. Gurudev always says, the Yamuna, Kalindi is here, Vrindavan is here, everything is here. But before we arrived here, we started from India after Sri Brajamata Parikrama. You all remember how just before Parikrama, our beloved Gurudev, he had some physical difficulty, heart attack, and some treatment was done, and we were not sure how we would come here again. It was not clear, but by process mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga, they had this clear indication that Gurudev should continue traveling and preaching and helping and bestowing his wonderful mercy upon all those who have forgotten what is real happiness, as we just heard from Srimad Pundarik Prabhu. So after Kartik festival, just at the beginning of December, the end of November, we started for Australia. And first we had a stopover in Bangkok for 2 days. And Gurudev was resting there, and we were all preparing for the main festival in Australia, which was in Moolamba. And some of you have been there. And there is a big gathering of devotees who have been living there for over 30 years or more. Many old and senior disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, and so many interested persons are living there. It is like a village of devotees. You go to the supermarket and you meet devotees. You're bound to meet devotees on the street. Nagar Kirtan, everything is going on there. So there Srila Gurudev spoke about this very same subject matter in a wonderful way. What is the reason why we are not happy? Yeah. We want all happiness, but we are not happy. And he referred to one shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam that because the living entity is so much absorbed in matter, he becomes so full of fear, which is the opposite of happiness, being afraid of what will happen next. Is America going to attack Iraq?
Yeah.
Everyone is watching the television.
Yeah.
What is the latest about my health? Is there any new product on the market which will boost my energy, that I will look younger and I will not grow old and my physical situation will improve? Any new computer to improve the speed of communication and receiving the latest news? But full of fear always. Why? As we heard from Srimad Pundarik Prabhu, we are not made of this material energy. We are made of spiritual energy, which is full of happiness, full of knowledge, yeah, and which is not temporary, it is eternal. We belong there. So Gurudev explained that if we become completely absorbed in that direction, which direction where the spiritual energy is coming from, then only we will become free of all fear and we can then really be happy. And the process how to do that, as Srimad Pundarik Prabhu explained, if we are so lucky, so fortunate as we are sitting here today and we have the opportunity, some of us had this opportunity many years ago when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came to bless the Western world with his presence. Yeah. If we have the opportunity to hear from the lotus mouth of the pure devotee and we take shelter at his lotus feet and we start practicing the process, then our fear will go and our happiness will manifest in the heart. And how is the process? Both in Mulambar, Gurudev gave a wonderful explanation. We should not jump in any way. Rather, we should start at the beginning, serving the devotees, hearing from Gurudev, making a conscious decision. I want to make this the goal of my life. I want to be with devotees. I want to serve them. But no matter what happens, I will not give up. We will never give up our desire, our attempts to be happy in this world. Even we've been defeated so many times. Then we come in the association of devotees and a little problem. Oh, I should give up. No. We should make a determined effort. I will always try to be in that association and make again and again an attempt to please the superior Vaishnavas. Then my fortune, my future, it is very hopeful. And one day I will experience that very special mood which is in the heart of the pure Vaishnavas. That is what we want. So in Movilambar, Gurudev gave such a wonderful, amazing presentation about how to follow this process. Don't worry about Ashtakalya Lila. Worry about where you are now. Start from Shraddha, the beginning. Start to understand what is bhakti really. Who is practicing bhakti and who is really our example to follow. In Srimad Bhagavatam, all these examples have been given, starting with Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Hanuman, Pandavas, Uddhav, and then finally we want to go there where Krishna is always having so much fun, happiness with his friends, his mother, his parents, his neighbors, and with gopis. We want to go there, but it is our ultimate object. It is not that we should worry that we are there now. Now we should understand where we have to start. So devotees became so enlivened and they made again determined efforts to practice very seriously the process and trying to please Sri Gurudev. Then we came to Hawaii, House of Vrindavan. And although Sri Gurudev's physical health was not very well, Gurudev was very hopeful. When I come here in Hawaii, the ocean is there, so much good facilities here, juices are here. I can concentrate on the activity which makes me really happy. Gurudev is always reminding us when he is absorbed in writing a translation, that he says, I am so happy. I forget everything. I forget that I have a problem here, there, nowhere, any difficulty. Only happiness is there in translating and presenting these wonderful literatures for posterity, for the future generations of devotees. So we know what is authentic, how to enter these areas properly. So some difficulties still with health, and doctor had warned you should take some rest. 2 weeks, at least 3 weeks, do nothing but resting. Very difficult, I want to do something. I do nothing, he said. Should I give up chanting? Should I give up sleeping? What should I stop for? I'm only sleeping and eating and chanting. But anyhow, by Krishna's mercy, so many wonderful things have happened here. Govinda Dasi, who is here, has been reminding us every year when we come here, you have to help your Gurudev. He's so valuable for the whole world. Please give him the information about chelation. So we don't know how to remember this word even. Every time we came here, we forgot. What is it? Chelation. And now we are familiar with that very good process which Gurudev is applying with the help of Dr. Denny and Dr. Alex Aravinda Prabhu and Dr. Aladini. They're all very inspired, and even devotees were flying in from the mainland who wanted to help Gurudev to improve his physical health. So these are all signs from Mahaprabhu and Krishna that Srila Gurudev may be with us for so many more years and help us so that we can properly progress on the path towards happiness. Then after some weeks here, we went to Hilo. Hilo, the big island. And we've been invited there for many years. We were not so much able to go there because we are invited everywhere in Maui. They say Maui is the best. Yeah. I forget the Hawaiian language.
Maui
Naka'oi. So Maui is the best. The devotees there are convinced about it. So we went there a few times and it was so wonderful. Then here it was wonderful. So then we went to Hilo and we thought it may be wonderful or not. Let us see. But it was the best. Yeah. There in a wonderful surrounding, Buddha was in a very rural environment in the middle of town, 1 acre with 3 cottages. Buddha was staying there. And we were surprised, and even Buddha himself was so much surprised, how he was so much inspired, and the classes that were there. We've never heard these wonderful topics discussed in such an energetic and wonderful way. Yeah. Some devotees are worried, oh, we don't need to take diksha. We've received Harinam, and in the scriptures it is said Harinam is sufficient. No need to take diksha. Yeah. Everything is in Maha Mantra. So I should only chant Hare Krishna. And then these arguments came forward, and anywhere in scriptures it is said like that, and even our acharyas have said something like that. Then Gurudev became very, he said, now I want to tell something about this. And another thing, topic which was discussed there, that Vipralamba is more important than Sambhog. For those of you who are not familiar, Vipralamba means separation. To be separated from Krishna is more important than to be united with Krishna. When Gurudev heard this, that some devotees had brought up this argument, he became even more energetic. He said, now I have to say some things. And he prepared so many wonderful shlokas and arguments and why we should take diksha. First of all, have all our acharyas taken only Harinam? Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he has only taken Harinam. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, has he only, why he accepted diksha? All our acharyas have received diksha. Why it is so important? Because without that, we cannot progress properly. We are not so qualified. Yeah, it is very rare to be so highly qualified that one doesn't need. Yeah, then already he may have received all that Sambandha Gyan, as Pundarik Prabhu was telling, in previous lives. But our position is such that we need to help. We need to accept all the help that we can get. Yeah, the more mercy is there, the more we will have chance to progress. So how Gurudev presented this, especially Vipralamba and Sambhog. Yeah. If it is so important that we should always be separated from Krishna, yeah, Gurudev said, then we should be very happy when Radha and Krishna are not meeting, when gopis and all are far away from Krishna, Krishna is going to Mathura. Yeah. But no, this doesn't make us happy. We want to see that they are united. Yeah. No harm if sometimes some separation is there. It is nurturing the process of meeting again. When we meet again after we haven't met, like if we come here again in April, will you be happy? Or should you think they should not come for 1 year? No. Gurudev should stay away for, if we tell Vrindavan we will not come for 1 year, will he be happy? No. Will you be happy?
No.
If you know that Gurudev may come again after 2 months in April, then so much anticipation will be there. Yeah? Then it is so much nourishing, yeah, the moment of meeting again. So Gurudev explained all these things in such a wonderful way. And all the devotees, they could not believe what they heard. And the kirtans, we are very fortunate that this tour, Shripad Krishna Das Prabhu is with us. Yeah. He is enlivening all the devotees with his kirtans. Yeah, even in Waikiki, if some of you have been fortunate to be there with him, amazing things are happening when he starts to sing and play the mridanga and chant. And he is so much dear and near to our Gurudev. Gurudev is very happy. Always he was asking, why he is not coming with us? Some difficulty was there with the visa, but now everything is solved and Krishna Das Prabhu will be accompanying us. Yeah, he promised he will always be with Gurudev. So we are very happy. And now we have come again in Vrindavan on the bank, the shore of the ocean. And tomorrow we are leaving, and we are sad that we are leaving, but we are very happy that we will meet again very soon in April. So we'll go from here to the mainland. We have one appointment with another devotee has arranged for any doctor to meet with Gurudev. And Dr. Denny has also supplied so many good medicines for Gurudev. And she said, this medicine, we were worried, chelation therapy. We asked Dr. Denny, we called her on the phone, I called her, I said, is there any side effect to taking this medicine? She said, yes, you'll feel better. So she's very convinced that this is good for Gurudev. And so many others are also encouraging. So we are hopeful that with this medicine, although it is only for the body, and we may say this is the age of computer communication, the age of medicines, and why you are so worried about this? You are supposed to be worried about spiritual matters. But in Jayavadharma is explained that all the things which the persons who are absorbed in matter are discovering, like computers. Yeah, Mac 4 is there now. Why it is so good for devotees? We can publish books better. Yeah. Medicines, we can improve the physical health of the devotees so that they can be more merciful, giving their association and blessing the whole world. Yeah. We all want that the devotees should eternally be there in this world and give their association to benefit us all. So after visiting doctor in mainland, we will proceed to Alachua. Alachua is in Florida. I think more than 600 devotees are waiting there from everywhere, New York, Canada, Europe, yeah, Houston, Costa Rica, Brazil, yeah, from everywhere they are flying in, even from India, they are coming to be there. And already there are living so many devotees. So we'll be there and we'll have a wonderful observation of Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja. Yeah. Gurudev is telling, I don't remember when is my appearance day. Yeah. But Madhavara is telling, but I remember. So then we will observe that, and I may invite you on behalf of all of us, invite you to be there. It is a wonderful experience. Yeah. When I observed that for the first time, or tried, I was used to a festival wherein the center was the person who was his appearance day, and everyone was giving him, especially money and so many presents and so many preparations. And I was thinking that this is the proper way to observe these festivals, until Krishna's merciful arrangement, coming in Gurudev's association, and Gurudev taught us this is the way to observe Vyasa Puja. We worship all the acharyas, beginning with Vedivyas. Vyasa Puja means we worship all the previous acharyas. We glorify them. By their mercy, we are able to make progress in bhakti. So all of you are invited to participate. Otherwise, another year, we may have it here, who knows? By Krishna's mercy, that may happen. And after Alachua, we'll be in Miami for 3 days. We have a program there. We have a small center, preaching center there. Then we'll go to Brazil, where also many, many devotees are waiting. Our devotees are preaching there. Sripad Aranya Maharaj, Sripad Bon Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Shamarani, all have been there and traveling all over the Amazon and all the remote areas of Brazil. So many devotees will come to Rio de Janeiro to observe a 6-day festival. Then we'll be in Germany, Europe, stop over, but also there we'll have a festival. And then back to India for checkup with doctor, and then Navadvipdham Parikrama in Gormandal. Also there, you are cordially invited to to participate. Some of you have been there perhaps. Kamalakanta Prabhu. You've been there in Adivya Sakti. You should also come. Yeah. Arvinda Prabhu. All should come if you have facilities, no difficulties with finances and some time. It is only 7 days. Traveling all over Gaurmandal in the association of not less than 10,000 pilgrims. Yeah. It is so wonderful. Before the parikram starts, yeah, we are, Gurudev says we have to organize. They should be here and there and prasadam, and some meeting is even there 4 days before. You, this is your responsibility, and all become very happy. And then 3 days before, so many persons are coming in, and 2 days before, and then we have no more way to manage. Then Gurudev says, now we put our hands in the air and we say, Nithai Gautai Nirande! The Mahaprabhu will manage everything from now on. So this is such a wonderful experience. You drown in the ecstasy of 10,000 very wonderful pilgrims coming from all over Bengal and all over the world, and only Harikatha and wonderful kirtans, and before you know it, you are drowning in the unlimited ocean of Mahaprabhu's mercy. Mr. Das will make dance everyone. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Beheva Javanita Rampavane Pyo Vaishnare Pyo Namonama.
Very happy that Kundari, Brahmachari and Vaidyanath Prabhu are there explained in good way. What is our mission toward that road? You should know what should be the aim and object of our life. Those who have no aim and object of their life, they are like animals. So we must make any goal of the life. What is the object of our life? And then gradually we should proceed. As they told, we are part and parcel of Supreme God. No doubt, God is one without second, very powerful, very attractive, very beautiful, sweet and charming. He is ocean of love and affection. So God is love, love is so our aim and object is that our Supreme Lord is our worshipper, very merciful. If we are engaged in His service, we can have transcendental happiness. Otherwise, never and never. So Krishna is the embodiment of love and affection, endless ocean of love. And that is why Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, it has been told, Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. Akhil means endless, deep place. Boundless, you know.
Limitless.
No limit of His mercy, His beauty, His sweetness. Even in trance, anyone can realize He is so merciful that He feels the separation of all jivas, living entity. Sometimes out of love, he comes down to this universe. Though he has no father, who will be father of that powerful Krishna, who in a moment he can destroy whole universe and create millions of universe. No father, but eternal father he has, none. Mummy, Mother Yashoda. He is equal to all, Samadarshi. Samadarshi.
Equal to all.
No friend, no enemy, nothing. But he is always controlled by his friends. No beloved, but still what? Most beloved gopis. They are also boundless. Oh, so much sweet and very high class of service to Krishna. They can control Krishna, Supreme Lord, and he is bound to come to their lotus feet. That please excuse me, I cannot repay your love and affection. So Krishna is so merciful. So if anyone wants to really to love Krishna, to offer themselves to Krishna, he should try to learn something from gopis. Without gopis, anugatya,
guidance.
Oh, we cannot have that supreme class of love and life. So we should try to learn this from gopis. Also, one thing we must know. In Shastra, it has been told, Jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke swadhi kalatradi bhaum ijyadhi Vishnu ma vaishnavanam kalmaska padatirthe amba buddhi Vishnu sarveshvareshvari tad itar samadhisya va narkiyasa va gokharasa. What is the meaning? If anyone, oh, he has so much belief, oh, this body, if I will make it perfect, then we will be happy. But this is wrong. This is made of what? Oh, rotten things. Blood, urine, what?
Mucus, muscles, all these things.
If anyone is so beautiful, any lady, very beautiful, charming, but if any white spot comes, then anyone will not like her. It seems very beautiful. But if you will take these skins, how beautiful it will look. So, we should not be absorbing this body. We should not think that we are worshipping God or deities there. But not giving, not worshipping the footprints of Vaishnava and Krishna. Those who are very near and dear to God, Supreme Lord, Krishna. We are not giving any speciality, no attention to serve them. So that worship in temple is bogus. If you have no concern with the devotee, very near and dear of Krishna. They can teach us so many things. So this should give the importance. Oh, Brahma, Shankar, they are not equal to Krishna, but they are Vibhuti, they are
opulence
of Krishna. We can give them respect, but they are equal to Krishna. Oh, this is of this. And try to honor all, top to bottom, even trees, creeper, animals, and be kind to them. Oh, Supreme Lord has not created animals to cut them and to eat. He has not created cows and all things to be cutted and to be eaten. You know the meaning of meat? M-E-A-T, meat.
M-E,
then E-A-T, to whom we will eat, they will eat us. Don't eat meats, eat wine. Don't be attached to worldly things, any beauty of this world. Pray Krishna and chant his name, because Krishna has invested his all power in his 16 name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is the essence of whole Vedic literature, essence of Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bible, Quran, and you should know very strongly, Supreme Lord has a transcendental form. He is so beautiful, and that transcendental form. He manifests in this world to help the devotees, to help others to be happy. So we should try to chant the name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Gaur Premanande,
Hare Hare.
Because we are going from here early in the morning at 4. So I want to finish our classes here. One kirtan Krishna Das will do, and after that you can do arati, and then prasadam if you have, distribute something. And my doctor will come here and we will discuss something, and she will teach Madhava Maharaj how to do all these things. Oh, Krishna. If anyone wants to ask any question, anything, very easily, they can question and I will try to answer them. Anyone, any question.
Anyone has any question?
Cool. I was just wondering what Kanti Mala means.
Kanti Mala.
Kanti Mala Chai.
His meaning of Kanti.
Oh. Tulsi is very near and dear. That is why the forest of Vrindavan is named Vrindavan. Forest of
Vrindavan.
Very near and dear. If you are offering anything without Tulsi, he will not accept. So Tulsi is near and dear. So we want that if there are so many offenses, so many unwanted things in our heart, it should be purified first. Tulsi is very powerful to do this. Very soon, Tulsi Brinda, in form of this Kanti Mala, he will take all our problems. blood pressure will be okay. No any sufferings. Your speaking will be pure. Your heart will be pure. Not it will control your what? Istri ke prati.
Lusting
things.
Worldly desire.
Worldly desire. And it will give Krishna prem by the influence of Tulsi Kanthi Mala, or it will control so that we will always remember Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan the sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna. You know that if Tulsi is given in the lotus feet of Krishna, he becomes very happy. Advaitacharya called Krishna and he came by only giving offering what?
Tulsi.
Manjari. Gangajan Tulsi Manjari. Nothing else. So it is, she is very powerful. We should take this always. And if you have Tulsi, then jam will not come. Your death, messenger of death, they will not come. Only the messenger of Vishnu will come. And they will take you to, and if this vaklas is not there, like dogs, they will be suited dog. Understand? If they are not of any owner, then they may suit.
Dog who has no owner, anyone may suit the dog.
So, jam is looking after those who have no buckler of Tulsi. He will put them to death. And he will take to Jampuri. And they will be suffered. So we must take Tulsi always. Three. One for Guru, one for Krishna, one for Radha. One for mind, one for tongue, and one for
body.
Body. Tan, man, vachan. For three. And thus we can chant and remember very easily. And a special drishti of Krishna. Mercy of Krishna will be manufactured there. Anyone else? What?
I just want to increase my relationship with you. And I'm wondering whether I have many times during the day when I can chant silently and I cannot count beads. Whether I should chant Hare Krishna or the Guru Mantra if I want to establish a closer relationship with you.
You know that Krishna and Radhika both combined with their mercy, combined mercy. They have appeared like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is Bhaktavatar. Bhaktavatar, understand?
Like devotee.
Like Guru. So what he had told us, we try to follow. He told us that do pranam to Gurudev, all Vaishnava, like Gurudev pranam. Agyanatimirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshu virmintangina tasme jasya prasadat bhavata jasya prasadan nagati vande guru shimicha. So we should do like this. And always chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And preach this mission.
Related to some devotees, they don't feel the necessity, or there is two things. The devotees, some devotees, they are still taking carrots, eating carrots. Some devotees are saying that carrot. And some devotees say that the many mats in India, they do eat carrots. So if you can elaborate a little bit why not to eat carrots and also beets.
Beets you can eat.
You know that what has been told in epics and what our Guru Parampara has done, follow, we should try to observe all these. We don't take gajar. Gajar means?
Carrot.
But there are two kinds of carrots. Varied radish and some yellow. So for the facility of Western devotees.
Concession.
Huh?
For the concession of
concession, like your Guru, they gave so many
concessions.
Concessions. So we have given concession. Those who likes very much without that carrot they cannot eat. They can take but time to time not always. And gradually this. Why? Because these carrots have the qualities of meat and eggs. If you take it more then you will be lusty. You cannot control your senses. And thus it will be very, very
inauspicious.
Eh?
Inauspicious.
It will be very badhabi.
Obstacle
in Krishna. So better not to take. Krishna has arranged so many mangoes, sweet and so many things
really
here. So many vegetables, socks, so many things. We can be without. We are without Gajar, we are living here.
This other question is regarding to...
One question is, no more.
Only one? Oh, okay.
Only one question is.
I have a story while one devotee was here about Munjaban. That Lord Shiva and Parvati were in Munjaban, and then the story of Radharaman.
Munjaban. What is Munjaban you want?
I wanted to know what is Munjaban, what does it mean, and it was related to Radharaman, the
deity. Munjaban?
Munjaban is something Radharaman is a samundar ase kina. Munjaban Radharaman.
Near Bhandirban. Near Bhandirban. Where Radha and Krishna were married with Gandharva Viva. Marriage was done. So many things there. Nearby, there is a forest of Munja. In Indian language, in Sanskrit, it is called Munjaban. Very, very
tall, tall grass.
Tall. And they are so tall that even an elephant.
Pass through, none can understand from outside.
Oh, where is elephant? We cannot. So Kans sent his one of
demon
that when Krishna will come with his cows and associates, at once he should fire, make a fire. And very soon, the dry leaves of that plant, Munja, will be in fire and certainly they will be put to death for only. So he did, but Krishna came and at once he swallowed all the
fire
and they become like
snow. Him?
Yes,
snow. Very cool for Krishna. And also that they are in under the shade of beautiful butt, that banyan tree, and cows were there. So we should think that if you will forget Krishna, you are in fire. And if you will remember Krishna, you will see that there is moon. All the forests of Vrindavan, 12 prominent one, 10 what, Sakhava
branches,
and then more branches. There are 36 kinds of forests there. All are related to Krishna and Radharaman. Everywhere Krishna can go and play so many sweet pastimes. In Vrindavan, where is Vrinda, where is Radhika, all the gopis, gopes, cowherds, cow calves, Krishna must be, Radharaman must be. Always playing with Radhika and Gopi, so he is Radharaman in all ones. Thank you.
Thus ends the class on the 26th of January 2003 in the evening in Hawaii on the North Shore. Hare Krishna.